Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this newscast is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. FedEx Fire Department and Bingham Township Fire Department responded to a reported silo fire at the intersection of Wadsworth and Berry Roads, with reports that the silo collapsed. The incident was reported on November 27th around 11:20 a.m., involving a silo on fire near Wadsworth and Berry Roads in the Bad Axe area. Initial information indicates that the silo reportedly collapsed during the incident, but no official public updates on injuries, cause, or extent of damage have been disclosed as of yet. And Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson is making Older Driver Safety Awareness Week December 1st through the 5th by urging residents to use the Safe Drivers Smart Options website, which you can get to that link within this article on our website at thumbnet.net. It's to help older adults stay safe and independent on the road. The site offers self-assessment tools, refresher course links, health and medication guidance, local transportation contacts, and no-fee Michigan ID application, a booklet for aging drivers and families, and information on how and when unsafe drivers may be referred to reexamination under Michigan law. And Huron County Economic Development Corporation, or EDC, awarded two placemaking grants. A grant was awarded to the Ubley Homecoming Committee, and the other grant was awarded to the Sebring Township Library. The decision to award more than $12,600 in funding to those two entities came from a survey of needs by various organizations in this county. The library and the homecoming event received the most votes during the survey. The library's grant was $8,095. The funds will be used to purchase modular tables and for crafts days, classes, and more. Director Laura Nimps has worked hard making a variety of improvements to the interior of the library at 41 North Center Street and to bring a wide offering of new events as well. The Homecoming Committee was awarded $4,507. The funding will be used to enhance teen dances and events for teenagers during the homecoming, which is scheduled to begin on Thursday, June 25th. And run through Sunday, June 28th. When we come back after this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Are you paying too much for high-speed internet service to your home or business? Get lightning-fast upload and download speeds with M3 Wireless. Stay connected with fast, reliable service from M3 Wireless. New customers can get the 75 megabit package for just $50 a month, and existing customers can upgrade for the same price. That means smooth streaming, online gaming, HDTV, and remote work, all happening at the same time without interruptions. M3 Wireless also offers plans starting at just $40 a month for qualified buyers, giving you flexible options that fit your monthly budget. As the days get shorter and the temperature drops, you'll be spending more time indoors watching football, streaming your favorite shows, or working from home. Make sure your internet can handle it all. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties with the speed and pricing you deserve. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in Eastern Michigan.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, investigators continue to probe the motive behind a deadly ambush on National Guard members near the White House, where an Afghan national allegedly shot two guardsmen, leaving one in serious condition. The surviving victim showed signs of responsiveness by giving a thumbs up to medical staff, offering a glimmer of hope amid the tragedy. Authorities have heightened security measures in the capital as they search for additional leads. And for international news, a suicide bombing in northwest Pakistan targeted a police vehicle, killing at least one officer and injuring several others in a busy market area. Authorities link the attack to militant groups operating near the Afghan border. Security forces have intensified patrols to prevent further assaults. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.